of the Stormwater Coalition update on activities supporting municipal stormwater phase two permittees.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Colleen Prentice, environmental scientist on our staff working in the municipal stormwater program. In the North Coast region, we have two groups which work on developing stormwater management and pollution prevention messages and activities. These groups are the Russian River Watershed Association and the North Coast Stormwater Coalition. Both groups are comprised of municipalities that are permittees under our MS4 program that work together to facilitate a collaborative effort on permit compliance, primarily in developing pollution prevention messages and education targeted at the general public. Miles Slattery, Parks and Recs Director of the City of Eureka, and a representative of the North Coast Stormwater Coalition, is here today to provide you on an update with the coalition's activities.
Thank you, Colleen. Good afternoon, board members and region board staff. As Colleen mentioned, I'm Miles Slattery. I'm the Parks and Rec Director for the City of Eureka. I'm also the chairperson for the coalition, the North Coast Stormwater Coalition, since 2006. I implemented and administered the City Stormwater Program, and I'm also the chair of the coalition. On behalf of the coalition, I want to thank Colleen Hunt, as well as regional board staff, for allowing us the opportunity to come present to you guys what we're doing up here on the North Coast. The coalition was formed in 2005 and was made up of the MS4s located in the Humboldt County area. It began with Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, Humboldt County, nonprofit Redwood Community Action Agency, or RCAA, the local California Coastal Commission, Humboldt Baykeeper, and the local university and junior college in our area. Since then, we have grown into over 17 agencies in Humboldt and Mendocino counties, representing MS4s from both counties, non-traditionals, nonprofits, businesses, regulatory agencies, and consulting firms. The coalition's mission statement is to reduce stormwater pollution in local streams, rivers, waterways, and the ocean through public education and outreach, coordinating pollution prevention efforts, and implementing pollution control measures. We have combined resources to develop public education and outreach programs, illicit discharge protection and elimination training, and low-impact development, promotion, and implementation. One of the first education outreach efforts that we started was to develop posters promoting stormwater pollution awareness. The posters can be found anywhere from Caltrans parking rides to local businesses in Humboldt and Mendocino County, as well as municipal facilities. The six posters all have a tagline to try and help people remember, you know, what they may be doing may have an effect on water quality. So we had a car washing poster that we developed, basically letting people know that soap is for dishes and not for fishes. We developed a cigarette poster, one of our more popular ones, that's hanging on to your butt. We also developed a fertilizer poster, which is Be Wiser About Fertilizer, and an oil poster that's Don't Spoil Our Waterways With Oil, and our painting poster, which is To Keep Toxins Away From Our Waterways. And this is also a popular one, the Scoop the Poop poster that we've developed as well. So another effort that we established was our webpage. We established that in 2006. We've had many different editions of the webpage. It's northcoaststormwatercoalition.org. This is our current rendition that we have that's up currently. And what we do with this is we promote conferences. We have our posters located on here. We allow people to download those posters and print them if they choose to. And also give other information about stormwater pollution awareness on here. The other education effort that we've had started in 2008, and all of the coalition members that are in this force combined resources to establish an ongoing ad and recycling pages of our AT&T guide. And in that, the ad that we have submitted is a version of our painting toxic ads, and this is put into the AT&T recycling guide pages on an annual basis. And the funding for this comes from all of the local MS4s in Humboldt County to have this ad presented to the AT&T guide. The coalition has also been extremely successful in procuring grant funding. The coalition has applied for and received 3 grants. The Prop 50 grant was our first grant in early 2007. The grant provided funding to coordinate conferences, provide training, develop education and outreach information, and develop conceptual LID designs. The first conference that we hosted was Paving the Way for Rain. It was a permeable paving conference/LID conference that we held in March 2007. There were over 100 attendees representing municipalities, construction companies, developers, and local residents. The event was so successful that the Coastal Commission held the same conference up and down the California coast in 2008. The other conference that we held from the Prop 50 grant was in November of 2007, and it covered construction sites and stormwater management. This event was also very successful, and we also had a field trip as part of the day to go demonstrate proper implementation of BMPs. And the last conference that we held through this grant was our Landscape Design and Stormwater and Mind Conference. It was held in December of 2007, and the event presented information on low impact development, native planting, and integrated pest management programs. Other than the conferences that we held, it also provided for training as well. One of the trainings that we held through the Prop 50 grant was municipal staff training for illicit discharge detection and elimination. And the other training that we held, which is shown here, is an automobile service training that we held for local automobile businesses. And it was also hosted by the Department of Toxic Substance Control. Also, through the grant, we were able to address the restaurant industry. Originally, it was intended to have a conference, but because of the schedules of restaurants and our experience with restaurant conferences, the attendance was never very good. So we convinced the grant manager that we could develop a poster that we have developed and we provide to all our MS4s. And whenever a staff member from one of our municipalities responds to a hotline complaint, they bring these posters to the restaurants. We also give them to our pre-treatment coordinators because they're usually inspecting these restaurants, and we provide it to them to give it to their staff so they can put it on there in their kitchens. And the final component from the Prop 50 grant was the ability to have conceptual designs for low impact development. This one here is a conceptual design for the city of Eureka. I'm happy to say that this is now a reality. We completed construction on this in June of last year. And this is a low impact development design trailhead for our first segment of our waterfront trail. And this is Truesdale Vista Point, which is located at the foot of Truesdale. Another coalition effort that was the establishment of a region-wide hotline number. The number allows all MS4 members of the coalition to save costs in advertising a hotline. The number also allows callers to be forwarded to the appropriate departments within Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, Humboldt County, and the Fort Bragg area. The number was established in 2009 through a SEP for the city of Eureka, and I think this is a really good example of SEP funding being utilized to protect water quality. It not only allowed for the establishment of the number, but it also allowed for a lot of education and outreach for that number. These are some magnets that we developed through the SEP funding that we distribute at all of our conferences, as well as our Humboldt Bay Symposiums and other conferences that we attend. And we also were able to develop bus ads. This is a version of our oil ad that we put together. We added our coalition hotline number, and we put these on the back of buses. And we probably had them up for about a year. We still have them, and we still continue to get agreements with the buses to put them on the back of the buses up here in Humboldt County. This is another one, a version of our paint ad that we use, and we also advertise the hotline on this. And this is an example of them on the back of the bus. And one of the other grants we received was through the city of Trinidad, who is now a new MS4 coalition member with the new Phase 2 permit, and they received the Prop 84 Watershed Coordinator grant. It has provided funding to host more conferences. In January this year, we hosted an extremely successful LID conference, which included presentations from state board staff member Greg Gearhart, coalition and its four representatives, and national and local consultants with expertise in LID. We will also be hosting another ITN conference through this grant as well. And then just recently, we received another Prop 84 grant through the Red Community Action Agency, a member of our coalition. The grant provided funding for municipal staff IDE training related to the new permit, and that training was held here approximately a month ago. And during that training, we videoed the training so that that training can be made available to our MS4 staff for their annual training to comply with the new Phase 2 permit. This grant will also provide funding for follow-up LID conferences that will be held later on this year to kind of complement the LID conference that we had in January as well. So that's all I have. Once again, I'd like to thank Colin Hunt and the rest of the regional board staff for allowing us to be here and allow us to toot our horn. If board members have any questions, I'm available to answer.
Yes, thank you very much. Can you remind me, can you say again who your coalition members are?
There's a long list of them, but as far as MS4s, there's Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, Humboldt County, currently Trinidad now, Mendocino County Water Agency, or Authority, I don't know what they're at now, and Fort Bragg are the MS4s that are in the group. We're also contacting Del Norte now because I understand that they're going to be in the Phase 2 group as well.
Crescent
City.
Well, I just can't say enough about, you know, that kind of work, the kind of work that you're doing on the MS4 front. I know it's like an elephant and it's one body at a time. You go through that kind of stuff, and that type of thing that you're doing right there is really, really good. I just think it's the way to approach that, the education front, and then the, you know, you're going at, you know, it looks like your pre-treatment folks, your super folks, probably that kind of stuff. That's just tremendous.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Comments or questions?
Sounds like you're on the right track. And I really appreciate it, especially at 5 o'clock on a Thursday. I know we kind of get to go.
Thanks again, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Colin, thank you also for making this happen. And it sounds like you're having some meetings and doing your work. So keep us informed of what you're doing.
I will, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, then we're going to close out.